I still have a burden to share a word with you. Because, as I told you in the morning, I'm happy to hear or to listen to your sharings. I'm always a little fearful to hear, to listen, because the more I listen, the more I got burdened. So tonight, the same thing happened. I'm sure it got happened. It got burdened. How to be perfected. To be a pillar. In other words, how could we be made a pillar? We all know what can pillar we talk about. Huh?
Right.
We are not talking about the pillar of salt. We are not talking about the pillar of Solomon, right? We are talking about the pillar of God's temple, the pillar in vessel, right? So, the number one thing I would point out today is this. If we do mean business with the Lord, we have to find out where is today's vessel? Right? Where is today's vessel?
Amen. Amen.
Otherwise, I tell you, you'll be in the wrong place, seeking for the right thing. You'll be seeking the right thing in the wrong place. Let me check with you. Could you be perfected to be a pillar by staying in the Catholic Church? Of course, I know you all would answer me strongly, no. Then I would go on. How about for you to stay in the denomination? How about this? Don't you believe, if not all, at least some of the denominations are quite good? Say? Okay, then how about the charismatic movement? Are you sure? Are you not narrow-minded? Are you not short-sighted? Are you not too subjective to your view? Are you sure? No? I don't like to hear Max say. Because he got drugged. I like to hear many of you say, yes or no.
No.
Then how about the free groups?
No.
Then where?
Here.
I am not joking. I mean it. I mean it. We must be clear what and where is today's vessel. There's no other place for us to be perfected, to be made, right? A pillar in God's building. It has to be in Bethel. It has to be in Bethel. There's only possibility in Bethel. In any other places, anything will be made. Not the pillars for the Bethel, for a Bethel, but pillars for something else. See? Through the centuries, we see some giants. They've all been perfected to be pillars. Pillars for what? For denominations. Pillars for a mission field. Pillars for certain movement. Right? Sorry to say, at least I can see these through the years who have been watching. I didn't see any pillars perfected for the Lord's building outside the local churches. So we have to be careful what kind of pillar we are talking about. Right? If we are talking about the genuine pillar for God's building, now we have to say, where is God's building? Where is the Basel today. We have to be careful. This is no joke. You shouldn't take this thing lightly.
Right.
What I'm speaking here, I mean it. Because in 1933, I couldn't keep your time so much. I got burdened, even forced by the Lord to give up my job. To give up my job. You all know I never stayed Bible school, a seminary, never. Right? And by that time, I was doing a job in a corporation, a good job, but I was not only called burdened, and I was forced, even to a certain extent, I couldn't sleep well, I couldn't eat well, I was just forced to give. And by that time, the whole situation was not in favor of such a kind of activity. And surely there was the extreme exercise of your faith. You just don't know how will be your living and what you will live on. You see, I was forced to drop and I had no choice, so I did it. Of course, while I was doing this, I got a short note. I told you once, at least, from Brother Yin. In that year, 1933, he didn't write me often. That might be just the second note. Why I say note? It didn't look like a long letter, just a few lines, just a note. In that note, he said, Brother Witness, as to your future, I feel that you have to serve the Lord with full time. How you feel about it, may the Lord lead you. August the 17th, 1933. And that was right in the middle of the 3 weeks. I was struggling with the Lord. August 1st through August 23rd. I was struggling with the Lord whether I would give up or I should give up the job or not. Listen to this. While I was struggling, far, far away, Brother Nee, while he was sailing on the Mediterranean Sea, back to China, one day he got the burden to write me this note. When this note came to me in September, that was a strong confirmation to me. And that was the time I resigned. I gave up my job already, but little faith. I was somewhat still doubting whether I have done the right thing or not. At this juncture, this note came to me from the mail, from me. So, right away, I said, anyhow, the Lord willing, I will go to this brother. Just for one purpose, to find out why he wrote me that note on that time. This was the purpose I left to find out. And I went, and he accepted me as his guest. So I stayed there, not just for a few weeks, I stayed there for a number of months. I have to tell you, I got the greatest help. Of course, the first thing I asked him, brother, please tell me why August 17th this year you wrote me that note. He said, brother, while my boat was sailing on the Mediterranean Sea, one day, he said, he was in the cabin. Silent by himself. Then he got the burden to pray for the Lord's move in China. While he was praying, the Lord pointed to him that he had to write me the note. So then I told him what was the time of the 17th. That was right in the middle of the 3 weeks while I was struggling with the Lord. And he got so confirmed that what he wrote was absolutely right. So we too, by this one note, you know, got more built up together. You can see the point. We too both got deeply that surely the Lord has put us together. So he treated me as a new learner. And I honored him and respected him as my senior co-worker to perfect me. And we didn't have that much work in the early days, 1933. So we too, all the time, came together. I used to go to his home, and he has not married yet, just by himself. So we used to sit down for a long time. All the time, I didn't talk, but he gave me, I tell you, all kinds of perfection. I can testify tonight before the Lord, we never had once a little gossip. All the time, he gave me the perfections. And he was surely a strong gift given by the Lord to perfect people. And he surely knew what I needed. He gave me the proper realization of the church history from the first century down to present. You cannot believe. He just told me the whole history and the leading biographies of all the founders of the different denominations. Also, I don't like to waste your time. He gave me perfections along the inner life, along the church life, along the Lord's mouth, and so forth. Okay. I stood there. Then after over 3 months, one day he came to me saying, "Rugwinness, we the co-workers, not too many, just 4 or 5, all had the same kind of understanding and burden that you must move with your family to Shanghai and stay with us and work together with us. You bring this matter to the Lord." And I did it. Well, I was praying for this. The Lord showed me that from the edge you can see the Lord's move on this earth is only of one flow, which started from Jerusalem and went to Antioch. And from Antioch, it had a turn to Europe. And then. So the Lord told me, for the Lord's move in China, there shouldn't be two flows, two stars. By that time, I didn't know much, yet I did have a burden for North China. You couldn't believe, I'm not boasting, before I went to see Brother Nee at the end of 1933, in the summertime in that year, 1933, before I went to see him, I had a thorough study with the people on the Song of Songs. I had a burden for the North China. But Brother Nee and the other co-workers all felt that I should move to Shanghai and stay there and work together. Then the Lord showed me, you must... What? You must get into the one flow that has started from Shanghai. Then the Lord will flow from Shanghai to the north and to other parts of the country. I got care. So I told him, that's right. Then I moved to Shanghai and I stayed here. This is my point. Okay. From that day, I stayed there. I tell you, I was in the flow. And I was 10,000 person care. That was the Lord's flow. And that was the Lord's move for the Lord's recovery. What I was in was really the Lord's move on this earth. In today's word, I realize that was vessel. Number one, I knew I was in the Lord's flow. I knew I was in the Lord's move. Number one. The number two, because I knew that I was in Lord's flow. And I realized that flow started already. And I realized also there was a ministry that was responsible for that flow. So what? So, I made a strong decision. I had to forget about all my learnings from the past. This is the point. I dropped all my learnings. My experience, I told you already, even a few months before that time, I had a thorough study on Song of Songs with people. I say these to show it doesn't mean that by that time I didn't know anything. By that time I couldn't do anything. Rather, I did know something. I got a lot of knowledge by sitting under the feet of the great teachers of the assembly, brothers, for 7.5 years. I got to know all the times. I got to know all the prophecies. Of course, I got to know some of the other things. And the church was there established strongly through me. But I realized the flow of the Lord on this earth should be one. And the flow started. And there was a ministry that carried this flow on and on. So what? So I have to come. And sorry, not many are here. If you could check with some brothers who were there in the early years, it's about close to 20 years. I was in that flow all the time. No one can hear or could hear my voice. But from platform, I only spoke something in the message. Beside the message, I never said anything. Why? Because I dropped all my concepts. I dropped all my learnings. I dropped all my experiences because Brother Neil was there. He was the one that was used by the Lord to start the flow. And he was the one that had the ministry to carry the flow on. You see? There was no need of my opinion. You see the point? This doesn't mean I didn't do anything. I tell you, within those 18 to 10 years, in the flow, I did a lot of things. But all the time, not by my opinion. All the time, according to Brother Neil's leading. And I never ministered, I never spoke anything according to myself. Whatever I spoke, whatever I ministered the messages given by Brother Me. All the time, for 18 years. I assure you, you check, there is one in San Francisco, Brother Wayne. Probably he can testify to this effect, that in the work, in the flow, for all those 18 years, I never expressed my opinion. I never expressed my concept. No, all the time, whatever brought me, I said, that's it. I just follow. This is my point. My point is what? If you do realize this is the flow of the Lord both on this earth, surely you have to realize this flow has been started, not by you, but by someone. And there is surely a ministry that is responsible for this flow. I don't like to say something because today it is too much related to me. Right? If I was still on the mainland and the thing is so much related to Brother Nee's ministry, I have a lot of ground to say something more. I think you understand me. Why Benson Phillip and Jiang Shu could be so solidly perfected and made to be such strong pillars for the Lord's move? You know what? The main secret is that they didn't have any concept. Benson Phillip, even up today, he expressed strongly he knows nothing but follow Brother Lee's ministry. You forget about Witness Lee. Don't think I'm wisely. You take me as an angel speaking something to you tonight. Benson Phillip recently, just about 10 days ago, in Dallas, he declared, he said, I have nothing to do but follow this ministry. When Jiang Shu stayed in Los Angeles, he knew nothing. But just soak, absorb, pick up all the things from this ministry. Don't think he's dumb. His eyes are not so deep. Or were not so deep. He was cured. Let me say this. Sorry to say, in the same years in Los Angeles, from 1968 through 1972, in the same 4 years, many were there. But some were what? So opinionated. Always watching. Brother Lee says this, is this right? Oh, is the church okay? Surely, you see, I just have a count 1 week ago, some mistakes made by the church. I tell you, not many, at least some did this, I know. And I can tell you, I saw clearly, none of these got any perfection. But Jiang Shu Benson were not this kind of person. Even they saw some mistakes, forget about, I don't have the time to talk about it. I like to soak the positive things. Now, let me say a word. In the whole universe, according to God's principle in His creation, for anything to grow, there is the need of negative side. We say chicken. Let me check with you. We all like chicken eggs. Right? We all like chicken breast. Legs. Don't you like? But how about chicken dung? Do you like it? Chicken feathers. Chicken dung, D-U-N-G. Do you like it? Feathers? No. Bones? But you realize, you have to realize, without chicken dung, without chicken feathers, chicken bones, the chicken cannot grow. For the chicken to be the chicken, it has to be some dung there, feathers there, and bones. You are not destined to eat chicken dung, are you? No. Forget about that. the most wise one come to chicken, forget about the dung, forget the feathers, forget the bones, my goodness, eggs. Oh, chicken legs, chicken breast. You got the nourishment. Yes, I admit the church in Los Angeles made some mistakes. And I confess, sincerely, I, Brother Lee, made some mistakes. These elders can testify. I have no doubt I made mistakes. Even Paul made mistakes. Who can deny Paul made mistakes? But let me tell you, for me to grow from 1968 till 1972, I had to make the mistakes. Those mistakes are my dung. Yeah. Don't eat my dung. You're stupid. I did have some feathers. I did have some feathers. And the church in LA has had a lot of feathers and bones. But let me tell you, without those feathers, without those bones, neither church in LA nor me and my ministry could exist. But are you going to pick up the feathers to tell people, look, this is the church in LA? Oh, this is what Brother Lee did. Look at the poor feathers. You could never damage the church in LA. Neither you could damage me or my ministry. You just delay yourself. You are not clever. The wisest men like Vincent Philip, like Zhang Su, do you think they are more dumb than you? Okay. Their eyes were more clear than your eyes. But they wouldn't pay the attention to this. They wouldn't spend any of their time to this matter. They say, Brother Lee has a lot done, but he has a lot X. I don't care for the done out of his ministry. I like to eat all the X. A lot of chicken legs. A lot of chicken breasts. I just have no time to talk about the feathers. What are you doing here, brother? Would you forget about the feathers. Forget about the bones. Let us feast on the eggs, legs, breasts. And Vincent did it, and Zhang Su did it. This is my burden tonight. I speak to myself, and I speak to all of you. If you are staying here in Anaheim, be a spy to check Witness Lee. Is there any done or not? How many done? You will see every day I have some done. Without such a thing, I could not believe, I could not leave. Feathers are here. Even bones are here. The church Anna has two big bones. I tell you. Oh, Max, Francis, Django, all Knox, all they create a lot of bones. Big bones. I tell you, if I would be stumbled, I tell you, I got stumbled already by these bones. You know what I've been doing? I'm still doing? I jump over all the bones. Sometimes I stood on the bone. And I did. No joke. Listen to this. I didn't dance quite much on the bones they created. I danced to enjoy all the bones. I was not stupid to eat the bones. I used the big chicken bones for me to dance on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I am not guilty. I tell the truth. Do you believe Watchman is a perfect person?
No.
If anyone on this earth, Lord, tonight can witness for me. If anyone on this earth who knows what I mean, it must be two and a half persons. Sister Pearl Wang must be one, and witness me must be the other one. Only we two and a half knew him. Not only so, only he opened up himself to we two and a half. To us two and a half. Certainly. We saw all this imperfection there. But we realized all those imperfections are just done for him to exist. We will not be like the others holding his feathers. Look, this is what man is doing. This is the bones of the chicken in Shanghai. We got ourselves sacrificed, damaged. I never got such a sacrifice. I never suffered such a sacrifice. All the time, my goodness. Mother, eggs out of brother and niece ministry were so fresh, so nourishing. Oh, the legs, oh, the breast, hallelujah, praise God. And when the big turmoil was up there against brother and niece ministry, I told people, I am not sinful to tell anyone that I am an absolute follower of brother niece. I don't care how much you would say about his mistakes and this and that. I don't care for that. I am grateful to him for his perfection that he has rendered to me. Even for eternity in the New Jerusalem, I still have to say, the Lord used Brother Nee to perfect me. Without his ministry, I could never be such a person. I don't care who says anything concerning brother, because I really know I got the nourishment.
Amen. Amen.
So I see this, and I like this message to be picked down, or to be printed. I mean it. You see, it is stupid for any man to stay in the church, concern the church, at the church, yet all the time doing nothing to dig out the dung and hold the feathers and put some feather in the pocket. Many times, look, this is, don't you know, this is the feather of that chicken with Nestle. These are the feathers of Nestle. And don't you know, the church in Anaheim made the mistakes. These are the bones. If you would do this, I would rather say, you better go home and sleep. Don't waste your time to stay here. You got the wrong place. You just waste your time. When Nestle doesn't pay 1 cent for your tax postage. The church doesn't pay 1 cent for you to expose all the bones of the church. And neither witnessly or the church are afraid of being exposed.
That's right.
Whether he's a Robert, or he's Confucius, or he's Christ, he's always what he is. You know what I mean? Whether the church is really something or not, the church is what the church is.
Right.
The church and my ministry, none of these two things is afraid of any exposure.
Right.
We like to be exposed.
Amen.
But how about you? How much you get? Well, I just closed my word. The wisest way is number one. To believe there should be one true of the Lord on this earth.
Right.
Am I right? In principle, you have to believe. The Lord's still moving on. The Lord's still working. The Lord's still doing something on this earth. So there must be a flow. And on so many activities in Christianity, in the Christian circle, there must be a flow of the Lord's move. This is principle. No one can deny this. Don't you believe that the Lord's still living?
Yeah.
Do you believe?
Yeah.
Don't you believe that the Lord's still moving?
Yeah.
Doing things?
Right.
Even today on this earth?
Yeah.
You have to believe. Okay, according to principle, there must be one flow by the Lord on this earth.
Amen.
Am I right? For saying this, I must say something more to you. You read your Bible, both Old and New Testament. There has been always one flow. At the same time, the flow was there with Abel. There was not another flow. At the same time, the flow there was with Noah. There was not another flow. And the flow was there with Abraham, not another flow. Am I right? The same thing down to the end of the Old Testament, there was all the time one flow. Then in the New Testament, one flow. Right, this is the principle. Okay, as the Lord still living, still moving, still working on this earth, in principle, today on this earth, among the Christian circle, there must be one flow. This is the principle. Number one, we all have to believe this. And I do it. Number two, based upon this, we have to find out where is this flow. It's worthwhile to travel, to study. And I tell the truth, I did it. Before I jumped into this flow, I did my search and research to the uttermost. I am not a stupid person to follow anything blindly.
Right.
I give up my job, I give my family, I give everything, really for something.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like to sacrifice my sacrifice. You see the point? I spent much time to study. Eventually, I got convinced this is the flow.
Yeah.
So, over 45 years, I never doubted about this flow.
Amen.
Number one, you have to believe there should be such a flow. And number two, you have to find the flow. Number three, get yourself into the flow.
Yeah.
Once you get yourself into the flow, I tell you, that's it.
Amen.
Forgetting about your learnings in the past, your concept, your understanding, your sight, your view, I tell you, all this means nothing.
Amen.
Even among us, many are too late to say that they know nothing. Too late. This should be the word at the very initial year. I know nothing. I was there with Brother Nee since the day I told him, yes, I am clear that I have to move here in Shanghai and work together and learn a few brothers. From that day, the decision was made by me. I dropped everything. That's all. I dropped everything. I just followed that unique ministry. I tell you, even for eternity, I will never regret for this decision. Hallelujah for this decision. No one can tell you how much nourishment, perfection, and so forth I have received through this decision. I tell you, Vincent Philip, Yang Shu, have been exactly this same kind of person. They didn't have any time to take out the dent, the feathers, the bones. No. They didn't have the time. All the time, they only pick up. A lot of things in this flow for people to pick up. Am I right? This is the right way for all of us to be perfected. To be a useful pillar for the Lord's move.
Amen.
Thank you.